X-Bomb Factory mit My Name is Gulliver auf Flux FM. Ein Stück Musik, das 2 Minuten und 12 Sekunden lang dauert und das ist die bevorzugte Länge für die X-Bomb Factory aus War Boys in England übrigens. Ja, aus War Boys kommt die Formation, die heute Abend in der Bar Nero spielen wird. Die befindet sich übrigens im Admiralspalast und dort wird das Debütalbum No nochmal vorgestellt, das hierzulande Ende April via Noisolution veröffentlicht wurde. Jetzt sind 2 der 5 erstmal bei mir im Studio und wir reden über die Vorteile einer ländlichen Umgebung für wütende Musik. Wir reden über politische Texte in Zeiten des Wandels der Musikindustrie. Wir reden auch nochmal über die angenehm roughe Produktion des Debüts und vieles mehr. First of all aber heißt es nochmal Hello and welcome Jack and Ed. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
How you doing, boys?
We're good.
Yeah, Berlin. Answering in a choir, yeah. That's nice.
We're so in tune as a
we're
band.
Good. As if you were a doo-wop band, yeah. Like which you are not, actually. Yeah. So how's traveling been? I think you had a day off yesterday in Berlin. How did you spend it?
We had a day off. Yeah. We spent it driving around Berlin.
Oh.
Because there was a bicycle race and half the city is dug up.
No.
So it was either holes in the ground or police cars. So
No.
We saw a lot of Berlin. We saw a lot of...
And a lot of bicycles.
And a lot of bicycles, yeah.
That's not exactly what you planned, I guess, but yeah, I mean, it could
we learned worse.
Yeah. So this show tonight is going to be your first Berlin show, am I right?
That's right.
Yeah, cool. First time in Berlin, so we're looking forward to that big time. Yeah, it's going to be the band Solids. We're supporting them. They're from Canada.
Yeah.
They look really good.
Yeah.
So we're hoping for a good show. It's a new club, apparently. So yeah.
Yeah,
well, let's go and make a good show of it.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. You should. Congratulations on your debut album. No, it's been released here almost 4 weeks ago, and I've been waiting for an album that angry for a long time, really. Because I think, especially nowadays, there should be more angry music. Has being from a small town actually. And being from a small town named War Boys,
oh, yes.
actually shaped that anger in some way, because I think. If you were a band from London, you might have met too many people on your way through that debut album. Too many suggestions, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I think, you know, it's a small place, War Boys, and I live there now. But, you know, I haven't always lived there. I actually grew up in East London.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we're from around the different parts of the country, aren't we? So I think it's more that there is an awful lot to be angry about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like you say, you know, I don't know why... More people don't just sing about that rather than, you know, my girlfriend's left me and woe is me and, you know, what a nice guy I am really underneath my horrible smile. And I don't know why there aren't more shouty people shouting about stuff, but there it is. So if we can be the shouting band, then that's fine. We can
do that's
that.
Totally cool, yeah.
But I think to break up the boredom of everyday life.
Yeah, and it is that kind of just, it's not necessarily that political, it's more kind of like everyday as political, just everyday, you know, rubbish, really.
And I really feel that if you're an intelligent person watching the news, reading some newspapers, there's some stuff that builds up inside of you nowadays because there's so much things happening that you can't change. It's not too easy to separate between the good and the bad as it was like 20, 25 years ago, maybe.
Right.
So I think this should lead to more bands that would like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, it's kind of trying to tap into, there's a kind of just unspoken angst.
Yeah.
Yeah, anxiety.
Yeah.
It's just kind of that feeling of just not being able to do anything about it.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, if you are thinking about it, it must be eating away at you. So, you know, for us, we were lucky because we get to shout about it and then at least we feel a bit better at the end of it. Listen to us and maybe you'll feel better too.
That's what I just wanted to say, and that's the thing that you can, why you could make a young boy's or a young girl's day, because they could go to your concert and they probably get rid of some of that anger and some of that angst while dancing to your music and shouting to your music. So I think it's
could make a young boy's day.
I was just the first way for me to form that came into my mind, but I actually have a theory about the fact that there's not enough angry bands on stages right now, and I think it has to do something with the music industry that's coming down and it's getting worse and worse, so that so many musicians, if they want to get a record contract, they are trying to play it safe somehow. They'd be like, oh, I think if I make a record, about how much I want to fuck the system, you know? Maybe the guys who are part of the system won't be as cool with that as they were in the 90s with Rage Against the Machine, because with Rage Against the Machine in that time, you knew you would make a hell lot of money with that attitude, you know what I'm saying?
And now it doesn't sell.
Yeah, now it maybe it would still sell, but the people are not into that so much anymore, and I think that some musicians, they'd be like, oh, if I write a record about my ex-girlfriend, no one can blame me for...
It's a safe subject, yeah. I think maybe people censor themselves a lot more these days. Not just music, but I think people worry, I think, about offending a little bit too much, and they kind of stop themselves from saying what they're actually thinking, you know. At least if they did, and you didn't agree with them, at least you can have a debate about it.
Sure. Yeah. What I like about your record as well is not only the energy and the way that the lyrics are shouted out, it's the music as well and the production as well. And since this is your first album and people do not know too much about it, how and where has it been made? It sounds pretty rough to me, and it sounds as if you managed the unmanageable, which is to capture the energy of a live show. So many bands complain about the fact that they didn't make it again. Like, this is our 10th record and we're so much better live, you know what I'm saying? But I have the feeling that there's a lot of energy on this record. So have you recorded it live, and when and how did you do the recordings?
We recorded it took about 6 days overall, didn't it?
What?
Yeah, 6 days, yeah.
Okay, that just sounds good to me.
A little studio in Cambridge in England.
And yeah, it was that, I suppose. We just went in and we played, you know, individual parts. We didn't just all go in the room and play live. We've tried that. And weirdly, it didn't work. Didn't sound as powerful as the live thing. But yeah, we just went in and did it quickly, I guess. And we were saying in the van on our really long drive that it's maybe not thought out as an album. It's thought about as individual songs. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's actually worked out pretty well. I don't know.
Okay, that's interesting to hear. But what I really liked is the fact that you did it in the old school punk rock way and recorded an entire album in 6 days.
Yeah, so we have no choice, really. Budget.
But that's another thing that so many bands miss nowadays. They go into the studio and they do layer after layer after layer, then they go on tour and can't play their own songs, which is pretty fucked up, I think. And that's an advantage to go into the studio and having actually being a rehearsed band that knows how to play those songs. It's better for everyone. It's better for the studio owner, the engineer, the band, and the listener in the end of the day. So I really like the fact that you did it that way. How did the collaboration with Noise Illusion in Germany come up? How did you meet Arne?
Well, that was through Oxfanzine, if you heard of Oxfanzine. Sure. I'm sure you have. And we just had an EP, and you know, we wanted to send it out to people. The internet is there these days. You can look around the world and see what are the magazines that like this stuff. Ox came up, and we thought that looks like a good thing. We sent them the EP, cool. and they were loving it. So that was good. That was nice. A big thing.
It's another old school thing. We were sending the music to a magazine.
why not? And you know, the guy liked it. You know, so thank you very much to Joachim at Oxfanzine. He knows the guys at Noise Illusion, and he put it their way, and here we are.
Yeah, and congratulations to Noise Illusion as well. They made a great choice with signing you guys. Let's listen to another song. Which is probably about the money that you made off this record. No, it's not. It's called We Spend the Money We Make Isn't X-Bomb Factory. X-Bomb Factory auf Lux FM. Heute Abend spielen sie übrigens hier in Berlin und stellen ihr Debütalbum No vor, und zwar in der Bar Nero. Die findet ihr im Admiralspalast. When one's googling the X-Bomb, and normally I don't talk about band names because it's the stupidest thing you can talk about in an interview, but when one's googling the X-Bomb, one finds out about the Fritz X-Bomb, which was a bomb that the Nazis invented, the German Nazis. Sorry, boys. the German Nazis, but it's not the X-Bomb, it's called the Fritz X-Bomb, so it's a whole other different thing.
We thought about calling, we were looking for a name, and we found a bomb that the Russians made, the Soviets, called the Tsar Bomba, which was the world's largest nuclear weapon ever.
Oh, right.
But somebody had already taken that name.
Ah, okay. So you were going for the X-Bomb, because my first thought was, as a band from England, you could easily take some stuff out of the Nazi vocabulary and put it in your band name to be provoking a little bit, like Joy Division did somehow.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Without really realizing they were doing it, I think. I think, there's no need for that. I think that the name is just, you know, we are making, you know, very short, loud songs. Yeah. So they are like little explosions. Yeah. And really, that's all it really is about. Yeah. You know, we're making them. So it's like a bomb factory.
Okay, so, cool. So that's what I wanted to ask you. Like, is there some thought of provoking people in there, or is it just your own X-bombs that you invented?
Yeah,
that's what you just said.
That's it. Yeah, okay, and if people, you know, are provoked by the music, then that's fine.
Yeah, I think so too. So with your long player being only about 31 minutes long, another thing that I love about your record, by the way, I love songs that are about 2 minutes because I think that's the perfect size of a song or the perfect length of a song for one to get into there, dance a little bit, get the message, and get out of it again fast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you listen to the next song.
Yeah.
So your long play is only about 31 minutes long. Are you going to play some unreleased material tonight as well, or is it a short set?
We've got a couple of extras.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so the set is probably about 40 minutes, you know, so slightly longer.
Okay.
So, yeah, but with some stuff in between. So, there'll be some stuff that's not on the album.
Okay, cool.
But, yeah, like you say, I think all the best songs are under 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes they're a little bit longer and we have to punish ourselves, so you know.
Yeah, there's one song about 4:30 on the record.
God loves
right?
us and he hates you. Yeah, that's the longest one. Yeah.
And that went epic because God was the
it
topic
went,
of it.
It went epic because I just kept writing and didn't stop writing. Yeah.
Jack, stop it now. No. We're at 3 minutes already. Stop, Jack. Stop.
It's a prog album now.
Yeah. Boys, I want to thank you a lot for visiting me. It was a great pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, it was great.
And let me give away some tickets real quick for tonight's Schau, wer also heute Abend im Admiralspalast in die Bar Nero gehen möchte, ohne Eintritt zu bezahlen, dort übrigens auch noch auf der Bühne die Band Solid aus Kanada. Wer also Solid aus Kanada und die X-Bomb Factory erleben möchte, live heute Abend in der Bar Nero, der ruft mich jetzt an. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und meine Kollegin Miki Sitsch, die man auch das Glück nennen könnte, wird euch auf die Gästeliste schreiben. 030 2000 9000, Berlin 2000 9000. Für Tickets anrufen für X-Bomb Factory heute Abend in der Nero Bar. Boys, thanks again.
Thank you. Good luck
for tonight's show and for the rest of the year. And as soon as you get some new material finished, you come back and visit us again.
We send it to you. Fantastic.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.